You're listening to On the Gonian, a news podcast from the Oswegonian. I'm your host, William Rogers.
Welcome back. Due to current circumstances, the Oswegonian will be working off of a bi-weekly schedule, with stories being published every 2 weeks. There will be more online-only stories on the off weeks posted to our website at oswegonian.com. In the past week, Oswego State has seen a large spike in the number of COVID positive tests. As of September 13th, there have been a total of 148 cumulative cases, with 49 counting towards the state threshold. In the event that the college reaches the 100 case threshold within the next 14-day period put in place by New York State, the college will transition to remote learning and instruction for at least 14 days. Residential facilities will remain open. With the recent rise in cases at SUNY Oswego, the college has decided to open up Fennell Hall to be used as a quarantine and isolation building. Last Monday, September 7th, President Deborah Stanley announced that the hall's 208 rooms would be used as single rooms in order to quarantine students who may have had exposure to the virus. Loynes Hall has all of its rooms filled, with over 80 students in on-campus quarantine. Prior to coming to campus, all students taking classes on campus were required to take a COVID test. Faculty and staff, however, were not. Due to the nature of the pooled saliva tests, individually testing faculty and staff would have been impossible. Thus, the college decided that faculty and staff would be asked to get tested independently. Faculty and staff are required to take the daily health screening along with the students. Local bar, the Ferris Wheel, has had their liquor license revoked following an investigation by the State Liquor Authority. The bar was cited for severely violating multiple COVID-19 regulations after multiple complaints were filed with the State Liquor Authority over the bar being overcrowded and not maintaining social distances.
Following numerous concerns last Saturday involving in-person classes being held, despite the 141 active cases on campus, President Deborah Stanley has increased the severity of punishments and added several new measures to stop the spread of COVID-19 on campus. Under the new guidelines, there will be no more in-person dining at any of the dining halls on campus. All meals will be grab and go. Visitors will not be allowed in residential halls, including students from other dorms, and the pod's family-style living experience has been suspended. All athletic activities, including workouts, practices, and gatherings, have been suspended for the remainder of the fall semester.
With all the stress and fear surrounding COVID-19, the Counseling Services Center has an abundance of services and resources available to students to use and take advantage of. Although walk-in services have been suspended, students can still call the Counseling Services Center at 315-312-4416 for more information on telecounseling. Thanks for listening, and don't forget to tune in 2 weeks.